everyone, and welcome to our Favorite Things podcast. You're listening to the highlights episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our Favorite Things podcast. My name is Tia, and I'll be your host for this lovely episode. Joining me, as usual, is my wonderful friend and co-host,
Mulfi. Hey, guys. Hi, everybody. I'm so excited.
Someone should match Mulfi's energy. Why are you excited?
It's about to go down. I don't know. That was just like a quick, like, spurt of excitement.
Okay. So we have a highlights episode for you all today, if you couldn't already tell by the title. But if you're new here, thanks for pressing play. If you're not, welcome back. Y'all can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts so you never miss an episode, as well as leave us a rating and a review while you're there. We'd love to know what you think, but only if your comments are nice.
We don't
need this kind of negativity. Five stars only. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at ourfavepods. Mulfi, how are you doing?
I'm good. Honestly, in this moment and like this evening, I'm actually really good. Should I talk about the good or should I talk about the bad first?
I think it's always good to start with the bad and then end on the good notes.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just really exhausted. Tessa and I were kind of like talking before we started recording this podcast. And like, I like the work that I do and everything, but like I'm mentally exhausted. Like I'm so tired. I feel like in every moment I'm so plugged in. I'm either like reading my emails on my phone or trying to like respond to something or like sometimes even if I'm on like social media real quickly, it's still like, everything feels mental, like, it's a lot that's happening.
Yep.
And, like, work just feels like it's just ongoing. Like, the day is almost the end, but, like, weeks spill into weeks. Wow. And, like, it's, like, the summer is so exhausting work-wise, but yeah.
Yep. I just have to say that I've never, like, this week, I've never related to anything more. Like, pretty much everybody that, like, I talk to, like, that I'm close to, I've told them, like, I'm exhausted. I can't believe what kind of summer this is work-wise. Like, I'm not sleeping well. I feel like my to-do list just roll over into the next day. I cancel and more things are coming. And I'm just like, I need a mother freaking breather.
Yes. I'm always like, I have a to-do list, and then some days I have a focused to-do list, like a to-do list that I have to do today. And like, then they just keep compiling, and I'm like, help.
You just get emails, hi, and you're like, huh.
Okay. Is this what's happening?
No, but like, I think what this has done for me is it's allowed me to be less stressed about like how I prioritize tasks. I'm the kind of person that sees everything as urgent. But now, like, I can reply you tomorrow. Actually, I can reply you in 2 days and it will be fine.
Oh, yeah. I can reply you next week. Heck, that's my mood right now. I can reply you next week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's what you have to do. If not, you'll go crazy because everybody wants a piece of your time. Everybody wants a piece of everybody's time. But you have to prioritize or you will just go crazy.
Yeah.
Learning slowly.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
On the up, though, I just had a good evening. I was thinking of ways to, like, disconnect, and I went to the gym. I had, like, a bomb-ass workout session with my lovely, lovely trainer.
With your trainer.
And it was just...
That's fun.
It was just so nice. It was so nice. I thought I wouldn't be able... Like, when I was walking there, I was like, how am I really going to, like, disconnect at this gym? Like, it's not going to happen. I'm going to be in my head. I'm going to be thinking. And I don't know what happened. And, I mean, I trust in the energies and all of these things. But... Because some days my trainer decides to give us a training schedule for that day that I hate. And on those days I'm upset. upset. I'm upset at him for putting me through that nonsense. But then there's some days that he puts together stuff that, like, matches just what I need and what makes me feel like freaking,
and you
like
go hard
100. And that was what he did today. It was just nice. It was cool.
Do you ever know what's coming beforehand, or kind of like how we did it? He just tells you when you get there.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably hate that.
You can do one thing and you're like, okay, we're doing good. And then the next thing he tells you to do, you're like, why am I doing all of these things? None of it makes sense.
None of them make sense. And y'all, I've trained with Mophie. So, like, I mean, her trainer is so great. But when I say the workout is difficult, it's difficult.
It's insane. But yeah, with that being said, I'm so sad TSL, like, I think he was like, you know, tomorrow might be our last session, and I'm like, nope.
What, tomorrow?
It's not gonna happen.
I thought it was going to be like the end of the month.
That's what I thought. Huh. And I was like, shit, fair enough, it's almost the end of the month. So, I don't know, I'm trying to, like, process myself through it. I'm not thinking about it yet. I was like, tomorrow I'll think about it. It was a really great experience. I loved it.
So that's good.
Yeah,
no more sending you to ask Josh questions. Can I do squats without shoes?
Yes. Wow, the things we put up. Please ask your trainer if I'm like, yes, I have questions. Tell me all the answers.
We have to get access any way we can.
Yes.
But I'm good. I wish I had, like, a similar, like, upbeat, you know, something that's, like, I'm doing to de-stress. Honestly, I just want to sleep. We're planning a party this weekend, like a summer party. So I'm looking forward to just kind of disconnecting with that, even though honestly being around people is not disconnecting at all, but like I'll dance and play games and maybe I'll feel less stressed. I don't know, being the host of something never means that you're less stressed, but we'll see.
You never know.
Okay, so
what's happening?
I needed to pause first. But do you want to?
No. There's no Mophie rants today. But you know what? No.
Guys, I
forgot, but I just remembered. It's good that you asked. It's actually not a rant. The reason why it's not a rant is because I'm in this moment. I'm not really upset about it, or I'm not like really fired up about it, but. The rant still is that fucking, like, Donald Trump needs to stop with this nonsense. And it's beyond Donald Trump as well. It's just the racism that lies in American politics.
Bloody systematic, bro.
And the Democrat Party and everybody is involved in this nonsense. Mm-hmm. But the chanting... That still, like, gets me. I it's so violent. Like, I can't help but be afraid for the security of the squad and especially Ilhan Omar. I can't help but think about it because that's so violent. Yeah. Like, you think of one of the most racist things people say to immigrants. It's always about leaving,
going back to their country.
It stresses me out and how, like, just out there it is.
It is, yeah.
You know, it's like, this is a form of violence and people are not even thinking about it like that.
Yeah, and it's such an easy attack. Like, it's something that's so easy, but, like, by the time you get 500 thousands of people, you know, spewing the same rhetoric, all of a sudden it becomes less about, like, one person's, like, random opinion, and it now just becomes dangerous. Like, it literally now becomes a movement against people who are just trying to live their lives in another country. I don't understand that.
No, but I just gotta say that the squad, like, those women, they just give me so much life and so much power, because they're fighting, and like at the end of the day, as black women, as people of color, you like we always have to fight for ourselves, you know, like it's like nobody out there, like the system is so set up against us that literally every single breathing moment you're fighting, you're fighting, you're pushing back, you're resisting. But then on this level, it's like it's just it's wild. I like I just give them so much. I'm just in awe of their strength, and just their intelligence as well, and
they're
just great.
I stand and I agree with you. I mean, it's frustrating and it's exhausting, but there's just literally no room to do otherwise. Like, you either fight or you freaking just accept. And you cannot accept these terms. You cannot. They're dangerous and they're just absolutely terrible. I can't, man. I can't. Living in America is scary. It's scary.
Do you feel scared? Living in America,
I'm not going to honestly pretend and say that like when I'm casually walking to work, like I'm disturbed.
Right.
But, and I don't know if I mentioned if we've podcasted since this happened, but maybe I said it to you. Occasionally, like things just remind me that like I'm a black woman in America, and there's certain things that like make my experience different from other people. Right. So for one day, I was walking home, and I noticed like some lady had a plum tree. And she had like a sign, or I don't know if it was a lady, whatever, had a sign saying, oh, pick up plums if you want. Like, they left their yard door open. And I wanted plums, but I was like, what do I look like? A black girl, just walking into somebody's yard and picking up plums. Like, I just felt so, like, I felt like I couldn't do it, right? Like, there was that extra level of thinking. Meanwhile, I feel like a white person could have easily just walked into that yard and no one would have thought, in fact, somebody would have just thought it was their home, right? You know, so it's those kinds of things. And then, like, I mean, just looking at the media and thinking, wow, like, this is not far from home. Like,
Yeah, it's that other layer that we have to think about as black people, that a lot of people are existing every day, not even thinking about it.
I'm like, what do I look like being all up in somebody's yard? Nah, it's not me. I'm not going to be a headline. Like, this is not, I'm just going to walk and go home.
Yeah, and isn't that wild that even regardless of if that was going to be the reaction or not, that this is a thought that the society has created for us to be aware on this level.
I
was talking with my friend and I have had this conversation before and talking about this concept of thriving and like thinking like, and this might be bleak, whatever, but like thinking like as black people, like, do you think we're going to get to a time where we're thriving? Like right now, like, do you feel like you're thriving? Like we have jobs, we have good jobs, and maybe it's all relative. But but that's the person's reality. So that it makes it true for them, you know.
Exactly.
And it's like, do you feel like you're thriving because you have to, all these other things are thoughts and on many levels they're happening to you.
Yeah, it's interesting, those, like, almost daily reminders sometimes of just the way that society sees you and the way that minority groups are treated, and,
And just to say, as a Canadian resident in this podcast, on this podcast, it's not different.
It's not different.
The reality, like, it's a shared reality for us. There's, I can't even get into it, but there's things like that physically happen to a lot of black people, to a lot of indigenous people, to a lot of people of color in Canada. So don't believe what the media tells you.
Do not.
Okay.
Do not.
That wasn't a rant.
Yes, that was a rant.
There you go.
Share your thoughts, you guys. on any of those aspects.
I know y'all are listening. I know y'all are listening.
Y'all are listening because, like, some of y'all are telling us that you're listening. We kind of love it, so, like, keep listening. It's very, very sweet to, like, reach out and be like, yeah, I listened. Those of you that share and retweet, we see you.
Thank you.
Moving on, I mean, speaking of thriving, to be honest, you know, there are spaces that we're thriving in, okay?
Absolutely.
And Beyonce tends to remind us of those spaces that we're thriving in.
Yes.
But I'm referring to the brown skin, is it the brown skin girl challenge or the brown skin challenge? I feel like it's the brown skin challenge. I don't know. I've never used the hashtag. I've just
Me, I don't know. I don't even look at challenges except for don't let me, before I let you go challenge was the only one I looked at.
Yeah, you guys, Mofi and I tried to learn the dance to that song. Let's talk about that. It's never.
That was the only challenge. Challenges tire me, but yes, let's talk about this.
They do stress me out. Anyway, but I haven't, honestly, I didn't even really know it was a challenge, but basically, if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, Beyonce released, you know, this album in time for the Lion King movie. It was called The Gift. On the album is this song called Brown Skin Girl, which is by her, Wizkid,
and I think St. John.
And St. John, or is that how you say it?
See, me, I don't know, y'all. There's some things you say in your head that you've never said out loud, and when it comes to question, you're like, wow.
You're like, I have no clue. Okay, Murphy's going to check.
Christine? Well, I'm not checking how they say it, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all go check. It's on Apple Music, but credit to the other, you know, the other person that's on the song.
Wow, you're trash.
I'm not. And anyway, everybody's been loving the song because celebrating Black Girl Magic. But the reason I bring it up, first of all, is because I've been seeing people saying that Beyonce should have just named the song Dark Skin Girl. So that she would have been very, so that would have been very clear to people who she was talking about. So the idea is that Beyonce was not referring to people who are like lighter than Lupita or Kelly Rowland or who else did she mention in the song. Anyway, what do you think about that?
I don't know. Not like I don't know, but I guess I don't agree. Mm-hmm. Beyonce is make. And everybody loves to interpret what Beyonce is making the song for. But Beyonce, yes. how I interpreted it was that she's making the song for black or for black brown skinned people. Mm-hmm. Well, black people and whomever. But and that's how I interpreted it as it was. She was very deliberate in who she featured and what she was trying to emphasize. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that. Yeah, that doesn't mean, because that wasn't, she wasn't making a song for like, dark-skinned girls. She was making a song for black girls. And, like, just even this distinction that we feel like we have to make between black girls, like, no, like, stop it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it's unnecessary. Like what?
That's where I was going with this. I honestly, like, on what? One hand, I get that, like, you know, there's a reason Beyonce highlighted darker-skinned girls by name. Is most likely because dark skinned girls are usually less celebrated.
Yeah.
But I do not think that now means Beyonce saying, okay, this is only for women of this color. If you happen to be a shade darker than Lupita, like, this song is not for you.
I don't even think it's
fair to say that. Like, what does that even mean? Who gets to make those decisions? And, like, why are we mother freaking policing?
Like, colorism is just, like, it's a drug, which is, like, what racism is, and they all come from the same family. But, like, what?
Yeah.
I'm stressed out about it, but I'm, like, I can't, my brain can't even process it.
Yeah, it's wild. I actually screenshot a tweet that really gave me pause, and the girl said, I'm really just laughing at this whole brown girl song situation. So morenas are like, you know, girls, Latin or Hispanic girls who usually have dark hair, morenas, Arabs, and other non-black women who use the word brown to describe themselves as some racial category really think a black woman made a song celebrating them. And I think that was insensitive.
Oh.
I don't think that's fair to say.
It's just is
or necessary.
Yeah, it's just unnecessary, I think. Because, like, the message is the message. Beyonce is her message to black women. And we know that's what it is, you know? But that doesn't mean that the message isn't applicable to other people. Yeah. You listen to things, you read books, and you pick messages. Yeah. But the writer has an intention, and all of those things can exist. The writer's exactly. intention can exist, and what people take from it can also exist. Like what's the issue?
I'm
so tired because as black people, we just stop losing sight of what's important. Like, all these things are not freaking important. Mm-hmm. They're not. How can't you see it?
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares?
Yeah. Yep. I totally agree. It was really disheartening for me to see it. I was like, trust Twitter to, like, find a negative angle. Like, just trust Twitter to just be Twitter and find a negative angle. But
dumb think pieces.
Yeah, those are our thoughts. I don't know what you guys think. I honestly don't think this is think piece worthy. I just saw it and was like, this is unnecessary and we should get thoughts on the podcast. But
they just want me to get fired up and people be like, yo, Mophie, I listened to your podcast and you said this, and I'm like, shit.
Yo, but you know it don't take a lot to get Mophie fired up, which I love.
No. I'm like, I'm okay, 1 second, the next thing, I'm like,
you're like, what the hell? But sometimes I listen to the podcast and I'm like, wow, we passionate.
You gotta be.
I love that you listen back and know that, okay, they care about what they're talking about. So, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Anyway, speaking of the album.
Can we talk about the album, though? Which is the album? Like, yeah. I think I like every song on that album. I think I've saved every song on that album to my phone.
Really? Okay, so I saved the whole album because that's just the way I like to do it. Like, I just save entire albums so that I can just listen to it wherever. But I agree with you. I like the whole album. But what are your favorite songs?
So, Tiese, after I spoke to you this other day, I started listening to Water again, and it became one of my top favorites.
It bangs, right?
But I really like, obviously, I really like Brown Skin Girl. Mm-hmm. I really like, Tiese doesn't, but I really like Keys to the Kingdom, the one that Tiwa Savage is on. Tiwa Savage and Mr. Easy. I really like that
it's
one.
Nice.
Of freaking course, I love Jarae.
I've not been saying it because I'm like, that's how come I say nonsense. Because I was trying to see how Burna Boy was saying it, but you know, his singing is different from talking.
Him is singing.
But shout out to Burna, man.
Shout out to freaking Burna Boy. So do you know that tonight, so Tuesday, June 23rd tonight, he's going to be on Jimmy Kimmel?
Actually, this is one of the only days I'm mad that I don't have a TV because I would have literally watched it live.
Like, that's true. I'm going to watch
it anyway. But I'm definitely, tomorrow when it's out on YouTube, I'm going to watch it. But the thing is, he's not there as an interview.
No, he's just performing.
Yeah, he's just performing, which, you know, not there's nothing just about that. But
yeah,
initially thought it was an interview, and I was like, talk.
Yeah. No, yeah. Big ups, like I mean, shout out to all of them. Shout out to Burna Boy. Really.
Yo, a Burna Boy fan on this podcast. I don't know how many times we've said his name on this podcast.
I know. We are. Shit. I was going to say something. Okay, no, I was listing my favorite songs. I actually want to go and look at it.
Yes,
I like... So, I like Already.
I love Already.
I really like Find Your Way Back, actually, which is one that Beyonce, I think, when Beyonce sang Gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let me see. I have, so you guys all don't need to know. Oh, yeah, that's pretty much it. And I really like Mood Forever.
Oh, I like
that,
Mood
that's
Forever.
One I really like as well.
I love Mood Forever. You guys, man, Beyonce, like, that's the kind of energy I want to come into my life with. Like,
Mood
I'm
for,
telling
like, Mood
you
Forever.
That, like, yeah, like, this is me, and I'm... literally, like, what did Lizzo say? She's 100% that bitch. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my favorite type of energy, and those are my favorite types of Beyoncé songs, because I love when she's like, I am Beyoncé. Like, I give you guys life. Like, she says those things, and I'm like, yes, like you gotta know. Like she's like, this is it.
I love it. Stay mad, haters. Stay mad.
Stay freaking mad, okay?
I love it. I love it. I love all the songs Mofi mentioned. I'll add that I like Other Side. Yeah. I also like the Spirit song that was actually in the movie. I really, really love that. And I'm sure there are a couple others. I'm just not remembering the names right now. But that's about 6 songs. So y'all already know that, like, the album is fire. Go and listen to it. Stream fire. It. Just do the things. Give Beyonce the coins. Give our Nigerian artists the coins.
Very true. Very true. I just became, this is kind of side note, but not really, but I just became, when I say this, don't take it with like a grain of salt, but okay. I just became a really big like Mr. Easy fan. Oh. And when I say take it with a grain of salt, because that means a lot of time I don't do a lot of work to it. Like, I know in my mind I really like this person, but I might not know too much about that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I spent like Saturday watching like interviews with him and stuff like that. Like, yeah, I think he's pretty cool.
He's cool. I like Mr. Easy. I'm not going to lie that low-key going to see him in concert kind of dimmed that a bit for me. I don't think I love him in concert, but, you know, maybe he's still trying to figure out his concert vibe, mm-hmm, and, like, it mm-hmm. will grow over the whatever. But, yeah, I like Mr. Easy. I do.
Yeah.
And I actually liked his verse on the Keys to the Kingdom song. I like his parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But no, I feel like I don't know, the album was great. I really liked it. Yes. Then and I thought everyone, I don't know, it was a really great album, but
yeah, I was going to say that, like, initially, so there was, I honestly wasn't really like paying attention to this conversation, but Mofi brought it to my attention, and it was like kind of the whole controversy about the representation on the album, or the quote unquote African the African representation on the album, how it was like hugely West African, and then there were like think pieces about that, why not, blah blah blah. Before I get into that, I want to just quickly say that initially I was like, oh please, you know, Beyonce should have included more African countries and stuff like that. But when I started listening to the album, I was like, Nigeria. Oh, Nigeria, all the songs should have been Nigeria. I text my roommates, I was like, yo, Nigeria representation is almost 100%.
This is what you were up to.
This is what I was up to. I was like, yes. No, I still feel that way. But like, there was something like the pride in me when like song after song was, I mean, Burna Boy had a whole ass song on his own on the album. I don't know, there was just something, just I felt a lot of pride. I'm not going to lie, like, it was immense. But then I can understand obviously why people are like, well, Nigeria is not the only country in West Africa, and
yeah.
But well, how did you feel about that?
I'm still processing, y'all. This caught me off guard. I don't know. I felt the same way before the songs came out, when I had seen what the songs were. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I understand where all of the sentiments are coming from. It's kind of confusing. It's really confusing, and this is the thing about a musician or somebody like Beyonce, because she's not, honestly, and for the longest time I wasn't really a big Beyonce fan, and now, I mean, I respect her and I stand on whatever level, but like, she's not clear on what's happening, so like, nobody understands what's going on or what she's doing, and on some level I'm just like, why are you doing this, what is the intention? Because if it was intentional, then let people know
it was clearly intentional. Like, Mofi, you don't just put that many West African artists on a song, especially not someone like Beyonce, who like has, you know, those her dancers, where did she get the, I can't remember what country they're from. Basically, I'm saying Beyonce is not someone who only looks to West West Africa for like talent, you know. So there was something behind it. There was an intention behind it, and I don't.
But could it not have been just like marketing, like?
Yeah, no, but that's, I feel like that's the one we can definitely identify. We can identify that it's marketing. Like Afrobeats, even if you go on the Afrobeats playlist on Apple Music, it is mostly Nigerian music. They should just call it Nigerian music playlist and make another separate one for Afrobeats. But she's tapping into that. She's capitalizing on that. And she's, you know, these are people, two people on that, you know, Easy and Burna Boy were at Coachella. You know, Ty, these are all big names in Nigeria. So she's capitalizing on that. But I guess what I was wondering is, it could it not have had the same effect? Like, kind of like how Black Panther, a lot of the artists were like South African and from other African countries.
Yeah.
But maybe, I guess they were not as like big as the people Beyonce included.
Yeah, for me, it wasn't much like Nigeria power. Like, wow, I felt proud that it was Afrobeats, because I really like these days, or this year more so, I've been listening to a lot of Afrobeats. So I was really excited that there's just more Afrobeats music, but also on the scale that this is, especially because for like, I would say like maybe a decade or many or even more than that, Afrobeats, like Nigerian musicians, Ghanaian musicians, like they've been working, like they've been putting in work, like the music has like gotten better, the videos, all of these things, like they put in the work. So to see recognition, I guess, on this level, that was what I was like. I felt very proud of that.
Exactly.
That made me feel so good. So I guess on an extension, it just felt nice for like. And I know maybe being Nigerian, it feels like whatever to say this, but it felt nice for like Africa.
Yeah.
You know, like this is our music. Yes, it's Nigerian, and I know like it ignores like other countries and stuff on the depth, because there was like how many Nigerian musicians?
Yeah.
5 or so.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I feel many. It's like, I guess it's possible to feel many ways about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to my friend, and one of the things she was saying like is like, yeah, I hear like obviously all how people feel, and maybe this is not what she said, but I'm paraphrasing. But what stood out to me in my conversation with her was, she was like, but this, like all the disagreements about why mostly Nigerian, why all of these things, is that it goes against the idea of Pan-Africanism.
Exactly.
And Tessa, yours as well, shouting Nigerian.
I have to be proud of my country now. I'm proud of they're already on the album, so the least I can do is be proud of the music they put out.
Yeah, but that's how I feel about it.
But I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Like, even, I guess maybe even finding serious issue with it, how about we celebrate it as a win for Africa, right? As opposed to being like, oh, there's too much Nigeria and not enough other countries. But I don't know.
Exactly.
Like you said, we're Nigerian, so that maybe, you know, the perspective is different.
We can't be like,
yeah, it's Nigerian, so let's see it as a win for everybody.
Right. And I mean, obviously, Nigerians also, when Black Panther came out, people were whining and complaining and saying, well, the accents are not even Nigerian. Oh, this is not even this. All of these things. And it's just like, can we just stop? Like, kind of going back to my first thing. Can we just stop and see this as representation? And yes, it sucks, but like, yo, we've been like, anyways, I just feel like I don't know how to articulate what I mean anymore. I'll just leave it as that.
I think that this is not, you know, this is not a new conversation. Like, for example, but I think that a lot of times when you're not from, okay, I'll just give an example. Like, when I was talking about Crazy Rich Asians in the office, you know, like, a lot of us were like, oh, yeah, we loved it. And my friend who is Korean, my colleague who's Korean, she was like, yeah, the movie was great, but, like, something that really stood out was the cast was very heavily, I think she said, Southeast Asian, and there was not a lot of Asian representation. Like, that's something that mm-hmm. other people wouldn't have noticed. Everybody yeah. was like, yeah, it's a win for like the Asian community, and right. like, this is the first, you know, big one, and it's that. But it can also be that, okay, yeah, while it's a win, there's not mm-hmm. enough representation. So I think maybe the point of this is that those two things can coexist. Like, those so. Two statements and ways of thinking can coexist.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. One thing that, like, and this is not, anyways, one thing is, that is in my head and it might be unpopular, I'm not sure, but it's just like a lot of times when we look at Hollywood, especially as people of, I would say as Black people, Hollywood, even like your faves, Beyonce, all of these people, they're not out here to, like, there are things behind it, you know?
Yes.
So we can look, and I feel two ways about this, but we can't look to them to give us the full validation. You know what I mean? Like,
I agree.
Like having, like, yes, it's good and it's a platform and representation matters because obviously we live in this world and it's not possible to be isolated from these things.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they are not the full standard of where we're at. So when you think of like exactly. African music, it's not just what's on Beyonce's album that's the full standard yeah. of that. It's mm-hmm. not even close mm-hmm. to that. Like Beyonce, mm-hmm. like she's not putting us on the, like she is, but she's not. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. like people are working. Like for example, Davido was not on that album. Like people are working, you yeah. know? And yeah. and so that's not, it's just, it's a step in and it's a good way to I don't know, it's good, it's a great platform, but it's not the only standard. And I think and that's how I feel about it even in general. When you even think of movies, Black Panther, whatever, like they're a piece of what's going on.
Yeah.
And when you think of it as Africans, like we continuously have to put ourselves there and like mm-hmm. and like ask for our representation
exactly,
as well.
So, exactly. I don't know. I think that's well said. Thoughts. I think that's well said. No, we work for this representation, and at the end of the day, like, yes, it's great for a big star like Beyonce to have an album with so many Nigerian names, but like their work is valid regardless of Beyonce's validation, like all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I agree. I agree.
This is kind of off the Beyonce topic, but something I wanted to highlight that I'm just loving is just that in general. Like, I was watching a video recently, and maybe this is just my memory is shit, but do you remember that a lot of times Nigerian music back then, they would be filmed like outside of Nigeria?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, like, the women were probably white mm-hmm. or like freaking mm-hmm. like light skinned or like just all these things that were not in connection to what's like what was going on in like yeah. in Nigeria and yeah. the people
that
and almost
changed.
And you see, and there were times that that began to shift. I almost remember moments when that began to shift, and now you watch videos like, yeah, a lot of them are still sometimes filmed not in Nigeria and problematic and stuff, but like you see the people that are in the video
yeah.
and like if you watch like some of Burna Boy's videos, it's a video
yeah.
you know, or you watch, and then there's different things going on, there are people dancing, and a lot of videos, I don't know, I just feel like there has been a shift where it's like we own this, like, you know
yeah.
what, this is for our consumption
yeah.
and our people, and it's the
yeah.
people, and this is kind of what reminded me of Burna Boy's mom. Wow, this podcast is Burna Boy heavy, but Burna Boy's mom's speech, and she was like, this award is for, like, thank you to Africa, because it was the people
mm-hmm.
that continue to listen to this music that elevate them, not anybody
yeah.
in freaking like Hollywood.
Yeah, no, it's facts.
So big ups Afrobeats.
Afrobeats. So wow, we should just name this podcast Afrobeats.
Yeah, it's just like big ups to Afrobeats, man. Like killing it. Killing it. Bye. See you. Goodbye. Thanks.
Somebody has clicked out now, I think.
Yes, we've lost people. For those that are still here.
For everybody who's still hanging with us, we are, if you can believe it, yet to share our highlights.
Wow.
But Mofi, as usual, kick us off with
okay.
your highlights.
Let's see. Okay. Oh. So one of my highlights, Tiese, is the Emmy nominations. I actually did not like look through all of the lists, so I can't like
mm-hmm.
see what they all are. But really exciting time for just like Black people and
yeah.
and Black projects, I guess. Yeah.
Agreed. I saw that, although it's so, okay, no, let me not do it. Really exciting time. I hate that, like, I always try to find, like, oh, this person won, but, like, there could have been more women. Not that that's not a good thing to do, but I don't always want to be like, okay, let's not celebrate because there should have been more women or there should have been more women of color. Anyway, it was the Blackish nomination that reminded me, like, Tracee Ellis Ross was celebrating, what's his name?
Anthony Anderson's
Emmy. And I was like, how come she hasn't been? Doesn't she deserve an Emmy?
Yeah, I think it's worth mentioning.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Where's her Emmy?
Right. I stand just the whole when they see us Emmy noms.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very just excited. Tessa, have you watched this? I feel like you haven't because
we haven't spoken about it. Yes. But also, you know how I am. Like, I could have watched it and we haven't spoken about it. But
you've not watched it. I'm sure. I feel like there's no way you would not have talked about it if you watched it.
Yeah, that would probably be a hard one for me not to talk about.
Yes. But I'm so excited. Just all of the nominees, they did fantastic work. It's just great things. And Ava and just everybody.
Shout out Ava DuVernay, man.
Girl.
Woman. And like,
girl.
Can we just... Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. And Beyonce, speaking of, was also Emmy nominated for...
Beyonce.
Homecoming on Netflix. Was Emmy nominated? I forget for what categories, but they were.
Oh, B.
Yes.
Shout out to Beyonce, man.
I think, what's Randall Person's real name again?
Wow. His name is Randall, as far as I'm concerned.
Wow, I can't believe we can't remember his name. Oh, man, I feel so terrible.
His name.
No,
this
I'm
so
going
bad.
To Google it.
Check it. Look it.
Wow, what are you doing?
Do I watch this as well?
You don't?
Don't. I just. Oh, I watched it. I started. I watched like more than half of season one. It fell off my radar.
Wow.
Well, that's why I know anything you're talking about.
Okay, I'm trying to find, but like, you know, on the internet, sometimes they treat characters like real people. So, like,
yeah,
I'm finding
so his name
Wikipedia
about
Randall.
Yeah,
about anyways, me, I can't remember. And
Sterling K.
Brown. Oh, my boy. And he's one of my.
Wow.
Yes, really? He was also Emmy nominated. I think RuPaul was also nominated. So y'all should go check it out and. Good stuff.
Nice. I used to be the kind of person that would watch award shows, like even the Emmys. Like I would just watch all award shows, even if I didn't like watch the things that the awards were being. Anyway,
right,
I don't do that anymore. Is my point. So I'm going to go look at the nominees. It'll be nice to see who wins.
Yeah. At least you'll see it on the internet if you don't watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess the other things I'll just point out since we probably. I think we're good on time, actually.
We're good on time. Go ahead.
But the next thing I'll point out is I got a cookbook. I'm really excited about my cookbook, y'all.
Yo, I love being an adult sometimes. I'm just like, when, at what point, me being 10, would I have been excited about
my
cookbook?
I know. Like, this is like I was standing in the store, and you know, like when you find something, and I was just holding it. And my boyfriend had already like checked out and everything. And the cashier was like, oh, are you like getting that? And you know, it was one of those moments where you're like, do I want it? Do I not? Do I want it? And then eventually I got it.
I feel like this cookbook is so you though. Like this is not like
a
random cookbook purchase. Like this girl makes things in the oven. And this cookbook is all about things in the oven. And
I do.
Kid you not, she's probably going to make half of the recipe.
I'm so excited. It's lovely. I like wow. Yeah, but Tessa is right. I love cooking in the oven. My dinner tonight is from the book, so Yeah. Okay.
It was definitely worth it. It was worth it for you to buy it.
Yes. Let's see. What else? Okay, the last thing, actually. I actually don't have a lot of highlights.
I don't either, but I feel like we were very clear about what we're excited about this on this episode.
Like, y'all just want to chill. Like, let's just chill. Let's chat. Okay, so the next thing I wanted to just highlight on as a highlight to me is Dima. TSA had told me about her before, but I was like, I don't really. You like new YouTubers is not something that I really add
it's
to
hard
my.
To get into new YouTubers.
But I'm really like enjoying her, like her presence, her content, and just like who she is unapologetically.
I
herself.
Love her. Love her. Like, love her. I go back and I check how many videos Dima has uploaded and I watch.
I'm dying. Oh.
She's the best.
That's so cool. That's so cool. I really enjoy her. I feel like I should have... No, actually, I feel like I'm finding when I started watching her. Yeah. I was going to be like, I feel like I should have watched her for a long time, but I'm like, nope, nope.
Yeah, you never know. This might have been the right time to find her.
Yeah, I really enjoy her stuff. But yeah, she's cool.
I was just thinking about, because I think I was catching up with one of her videos yesterday, but I was just thinking about how some people, like, it's not even necessarily about their content. Like, when Dima does makeup tutorials, I don't give a damn about makeup. Like, or trying to copy it. But, like, there's something about the personality of the person that keeps you. Like, I just want to see what she's going to say in that video. I might not finish watching a makeup tutorial to the end, obviously, but, like, sometimes she's, like, chatty or... You know, talking about certain things that are interesting to me, and she's just—I don't know—you kind of like the person, and a lot of times over necessarily the content.
Yeah,
so she's one of those people.
I was actually watching a video of hers that she said that, because I think someone was asking her about that, and she's like, people just gravitate to people that they like.
Yeah.
And all the content is just like an addition.
It's an addition, because there's some times where you care about the content, but there are other times, like, I feel like people add more to the kind of content that we consume.
Yeah.
Because if you think about all of these things, lots of people are doing makeup tutorials, lots of people are filming travel videos, lots of, like, but you stay because of the person.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
work to somebody out there. Be yourself.
Yeah, be yourself, man. Be yourself. It's so true. I mean, don't be mean, sir. If you're mean, don't be yourself.
But I'm like, that be yourself advice is like,
it's really, you know, I've noticed that a lot of these things, you know, they are questioning. You have to give caveats. You're like,
yeah. But like, on many levels. It's like just staying true to stay true to who you are. I think I prefer that over being yourself, because in many instances you cannot, maybe you can't be yourself, but you can stay true to who you are. You know, like there might be things that you wouldn't just do, even if you can't like really present the full self of you. So I think that's the word I want to put out there.
All right.
Wait, I have more highlights.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I think I'm pretty much done. The last thing I wanted to say is that I'm a big fan of Shanboody. I think that's her name on her thing name. And she released I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but you know, who cares? She released a book.
Why don't you say it is right, darling?
Exactly. Thank you. She released a book, and it came out today. It's called The Game of Desire. She's a like sexologist and stuff. So I actually bought it. It's going to be very self-helpy. I don't know if I'm going to like it. But I wanted to really support her, but I really like her content. Her content I find has been helpful to me. So I wanted to see if reading her book would help. So we'll see. I'll keep you at least updated.
You will definitely keep me posted. I'm expecting things. Feedback.
Yes.
Shout out to Shannon, man.
She's
thriving.
She is. She's doing great.
I love
it.
Okay, so I actually have, I had four highlights, but I already talked about Water. That was like, I was like, I need to share that song specifically. Anyway, so now you guys
know
the first song.
Wait, but why did Beyonce say Water like that? I liked it too. I liked it, but I find it cute.
I find it cute. I even have Water. Like, it's time already. She was so cute.
Beyonce tried to
She did, and I loved it. Beyonce stays trying, man.
Beyonce stays trying.
She will try at least.
That's a fact.
I love it. Anyway, y'all, that song has been on repeat. And me, I don't know, I've evolved into the kind of person that will now play a song till it dies.
Yeah.
So, but usually songs don't die. Like, that's the kind of thing about me. I don't end up hating the song. I just maybe play it for like 3 weeks and then I'll play it again.
So, yeah.
If I'm replaying a song, I really, really have to love it because I'll be listening to it a lot. Anyway, I really, really, really love Water. Like, really love it. Yeah, I should listen to it first. After what I brown skin girl, so it's like just perfect. It's perfect. Just start there.
Yeah.
Were you going to say something?
No, I was going to ask you if you've seen Lion King, but then I was like, wait, what if it's on her highlights? So I tried to stop myself.
Yes, Lion King. Okay, so that's a good transition. I was going to say another highlight, but Lion King is on my highlights. I went to go and see it. Like, fun fact to you guys, I love, love, love Lion King. And I think part of the reason why I became so, like, I don't know, obsessed with this is because the first time I ever had any interaction with Lion King, it was a tape. Like, okay. I did not watch Lion King as a kid at all. Like, people must have been watching it. I didn't watch it. My dad played us a tape. We heard the story. Like, I don't know who did the voices, but that's how I had always known Lion King.
What?
And then, yeah, and then I had a big book of, like, Disney stories. You guys know all the Disney stories, Lion King, whatever, the rest. And that was another place where I had. So, I remember in 2010... 2010, I was already 16 or something. My
boyfriend at the time.
So my boyfriend at the time had been like, I don't know, we're somehow talking about it, and he was like, well, you've never watched Lion King. And he is obsessed with Lion King. I mean, like, saying the words of the movie, kind of obsessed. Like, that's the level of love.
Okay.
So he was like, what the hell? You haven't watched Lion King? And then I watched Lion King. And since 2010, I've probably watched Lion King, like, 5 times. Every time it's come out in the cinema, okay, no, this is only the second time it's come out in the cinema, I've gone to go and watch it. I know all the songs word for word. I know some of the lines to the movie. And I was that annoying person in the cinema being like,
Tessa.
Yeah, just like singing. Okay, I was singing quietly, but I was singing. I have to say,
I feel like you were singing quietly. I trust you.
I was trying to whisper, you know, because I was like, I don't want to spoil the experience for other people. But to be fair, like, I heard other people, and it was probably mostly the adults in the room. The babies were, the kids were
adults
just like,
adults are so annoying.
They don't know what they're watching, but us adults, we know. We know what we're watching. So we were like,
Yeah,
anyway, and I cried because it never gets easier watching, like, Mufasa die or whatever. Anyway, I loved it, if you can already tell. It was really good. Mophie, you should go and watch it.
I want to. Fuck, the movie theater is just impossible where I live.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't drive.
You've said this.
And I don't drive, y'all.
I don't know if I want to say this until you watch it. I won't say it because
yes,
I feel like I don't want it to ruin it for you.
No, it's not a spoiler.
But I don't want to ruin it for you because
I
feel like hearing this ruined it for me. So I don't want to ruin it for you. So when you watch, I'll tell you what I was talking about.
Yes.
But yeah, it's really great. You guys should go and check it out. I don't know why I got mediocre reviews. It's the same story as Lion King has always been. I don't get it. Anyway.
Yeah. I think people have an issue with this whole CGI thing and stuff, so...
Yeah, but I don't know if that pushes it to the point of, like, 5s and 6s out of 10. I don't think... I personally don't think so, but that's, you know, these things are subjective, so...
Yeah. I'm excited to see. Disney is trash, but they just make... Because, I mean, capitalism as well, but they just make it hard to not stand what's going on, because you're like...
Yeah, they're so annoying. They freaking trademarked Hakuna Matata. Like, that's
can
just
you
so
believe
annoying.
It?
That's just so pissing.
Can
me
you
off.
Freaking believe it?
Who even let them do that? Y'all?
Who?
Okay. Anyway.
Wow. Anyway. Yeah. I'm excited, and I'm excited for Little Mermaid when it finally comes out as well.
I'm so excited, I cannot wait. I was literally fangirling with someone in my office about, like, Lion King, Little Mermaid, Toy Story. We're 5 years old. It's fine.
I love... Toy Story is one I never really got into. I'm such a Disney. Stop. Like, I loved Disney growing up, obsessed. But my favorite, you know, as a child, my favorite was 101 Dalmatians. Oh, I was obsessed. My mom, like, bought me, like, my socks were 101, my shoes were 101, my bag was. I loved 101 freaking Dalmatians.
101 Dalmatians was the mother freaking best. I don't know how many variations of movies they made. I've watched all of them. Is there a book? I've read it. I love it.
Yes. Oh, and I loved Pocahontas. Pocahontas is another one that was, like, so my absolute favorite. Yeah, so can you imagine?
Oh, it's so problematic.
Yeah, but Pocahontas, the Johns, I couldn't care. Funny enough, I didn't care about them. I just loved Pocahontas and just, like, the trees.
Who are the Johns? Oh, I don't know. I could care less.
The people she...
Yes, I remember. Don't mind me. I've literally watched it 5 times. They are insignificant.
Yes. Now I want to go watch Pocahontas. Okay, anyways. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Disney's trash, but we love the movies. Okay. All right. So my second to last highlight is IT by Roxanne Gay. I just finished it. Mophie, you didn't warn me. You said it was good, but, like, it's really, really, really good.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Like, I freaking, if I did not have to put that book down, I'm telling you, like, I wouldn't have slept until I finished reading it. And it's not a long book, so, you know, I really could have finished in one sitting, but I just, obviously, life gets in the way and I had to put it down a couple times. But the way that Roxane Gay told those stories about, like, Haiti, about the experiences of Haitians in abroad, especially in the US, in Miami, because there's a huge Haitian community in Miami and in Haiti, like, I swear some of them just moved me to tears. Like, it's that well written. And then when you consider the fact that these stories are short, like, none of these stories, I think, is even more than, I think the longest story is maybe 20 pages, maybe. I might be, like, wrong on that. But it's so carefully written, so carefully curated. I mean, it's just exceptional. Y'all should pick it up. It's probably one of the best short stories I've read in, maybe in the past 2-3 years. It's really good.
It was really, really good. I think it caught me by surprise too, because I was like, okay, yeah, I'll read this. And I was like, holy, like, it's so well written, and the stories, wow.
The stories, Mofi, I can't, like, there's some that I almost read twice. Like, I almost flipped back to the first page and started again, because I was just like, this is so good. I was going to say, there's one that she wrote in both Spanish and English, and I don't even know if she speaks Spanish. It's basically one page, and I don't understand how, like, it was so effortless, like, the way the words just flowed together. It would literally just change from an English to a Spanish word, and, like, you almost, I don't, it just, it retains the, like, the feel of the story and the depth, and I love it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, all I was going to say is that this is how I felt about, what's this book called? Things Are Good Now by Jamila Ibrahim.
Really?
The one that Chieta won in our giveaway. The stories were, like, just phenomenal. The stories she's told, first of all, were phenomenal, but then even just how she wrote them. Yeah, really great. I hope you read it. Like, you get
I'm
to
going
read it
to read
at some
it.
Point.
No, I'm definitely it's going really to read good. It. I didn't even, like, just echoing Mophie again to say that IT caught me by surprise. And I've been meaning to read this book for the past 2 years, but I kid you not, 2 times of me ordering this book is gotten lost in the mail. So I don't know if, like, I was supposed to read it at this time or whatever, but, like, I had not been able to read it until this last time I ordered it, and I finally was able to get it. And I'm impressed.
Oh yeah. Where's that? I don't even know if I got a copy. No, I don't even remember. But
I think you borrowed it. I think so. I can't remember. Yeah. I think you borrowed it.
I very much believe in timing, so yes.
Yes, I do too. I'm one of those people that's like, yes, this was meant to happen at this time. Yeah. For whatever reason. I don't need to explain it. Yeah. Okay, so my last highlight is this. So the only thing that I've really, the only video I've actually seen or whatever entry of the brown skin challenge or brown skin girl challenge is this group of four girls. I don't know where they're from, where they are. They're just dancing to the song. And like, it is so cute. It's so adorable. And it really just warmed my heart because I was like, you know, there's so many, especially, I'm assuming there's in a country in Africa, they might not be, but especially on the African continent, there's just a lot of messaging about like light skin being better or like, you know, bleaching your skin and black is not beautiful except it looks a certain way. And it's just so nice to see these girls just being so carefree and having that, you know, to be like, yes, like I can refer to this, you know, and I don't know, I'm beautiful just the way I am. Anyway, it's just, I might be projecting, but like, I love the video. I love this so much. And shout out to Beyonce.
On some level, that's how I feel. And I'm like, I feel like I want to, sometimes things on the podcast, you want to think about it very deeply before you share. Just because of, like, it's almost quite permanent and things like that. But on some level, I feel like there's, and obviously, but there's, I feel like there might be projection on some level, not from you particularly, but just in general. The message is, I agree with the message. I think it's so great to have a song like that that you can listen to and feel validated. Like, when I listened to it, I was like, there are lines in that song that I'm like, oh my gosh, like, wow. You know, and I definitely I agree with that. It's really great. Yeah. And to have that song, and especially for kids in this generation, to have that type of song to be able to reference growing up, I think it's very important.
Yeah. I loved it. More things like that, please. Because me, when I was growing up, I was seeing advertisements of Delta soap or whatever soap that was, and something about it lightening your skin or whatever. Anyway, all the girls were always light skinned, and you know, Nigeria, like yellow, you be yellow, so you're finer. Anyway,
I'm glad that it's shifting. It's still like there's still terrible messaging out there,
of course, okay, Mophie. So, do you have anything else to share with your friends?
I wanted to say that I am reading what's the book called? Things Fall Lagos. Apart oh. right now. Oh, actually, I'm reading Lagos Noir and Things Fall Apart. But yeah, I'm reading Things Fall Apart. I started. Yes.
Yeah.
I have.
We'll take this offline because I'm not really sure why Mophie started a book we're supposed to be reading together without me. But it's fine.
Don't we have? Okay. We have a deadline, so I was like, I might as well start.
I was using you for when I was going to start. I was like,
really? I didn't know that. I have two books I have to read this month for other book clubs I'm a part of. So I'm like, one after the other. We have book club as well. Actually.
Okay.
So I wrote that up because I wanted to say that we're doing, I don't know, you're probably going to plug this, but now I'm hijacking it. But we're doing a book club series, a summer series called Our Favorites, where we read a book each month and talk about it on the podcast. So last month we read Queenie by Candace Cartier-Williams, and we've recorded that episode and we've put it out. So y'all, if you've read it or if you want to read it and all of those things, check it out. And we're reading Things Fall Apart, which was The Connection.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. And shout out to Chetsa.
Yes, our favorite girl.
Yes, she won our giveaway, which is just really lovely. It's really nice. But you guys, stay tuned. Next, you know, we might be doing another giveaway this year.
You never know. You just never know.
You never know. Yes. So
that was all I had to add.
Okay. All right, then, that is the end of our episode. If you hung out with us till this point, as usual, you are the real ones. Thank you so much for listening. You can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts so you never miss an episode, or so you can always find whatever episode you want to listen to. We're also on Twitter and on Instagram at Our Fave Pods. On Apple Podcasts, we're at Our Favorite Things, and favorite is spelled with a U. Mophie, where can everyone find you?
I am found on Twitter. I'm at Ms. Badmos. That's MSVADMOS. And y'all can find me on Instagram. I'm at Mophie's Book Collection.
Mm-hmm. I'm also on Instagram, like all the friends. At TIIESE. Same thing on Twitter. You can also read my travel blog, samefootprints.com. Until next time, y'all, don't forget to find something to be grateful for.